Random House Audio presents The Democracy Project, A History, A Crisis, A Movement, by David Graeber. Read for you by Grover Gardner. Dedication to my father. Introduction. On April 26, 2012, about 30 activists from Occupy Wall Street gathered on the steps of New York's Federal Hall, across the street from the Stock Exchange. For more than a month, we had been trying to reestablish a foothold in Lower Manhattan to replace the camp we'd been evicted from 6 months earlier at Zuccotti Park. Even if we weren't able to establish a new camp, we were hoping to at least find some place we could hold regular assemblies and set up our library and kitchens. The great advantage of Zuccotti Park was that it was a place where anyone interested in what we were doing knew they could always come to find us, to learn about upcoming actions or just talk politics. Now, the lack of such a place was causing endless problems. The city authorities, however, had decided that we would never have another Zuccotti. Wherever we found a spot we could legally set up shop, they simply changed the laws and drove us off. When we tried to establish ourselves in Union Square, city authorities changed park regulations. When a band of occupiers started sleeping on the sidewalk on Wall Street itself, relying on a judicial decision that explicitly said citizens had a right to sleep on the street in New York as a form of political protest, the city deemed that part of Lower Manhattan a special security zone in which the law did not apply. Finally, we settled on the Federal Hall steps, a broad marble staircase leading up to a statue of George Washington, guarding the door to the building in which the Bill of Rights had been signed 223 years before. The steps were not under city jurisdiction.